哈利路亚，奉主是圣名啊！开始我们这一次的圣工人员讲习会啊！哈利路亚 ，In the name of Lord Jesus Christ， 啊 ，We shall commence our Holy Worker Personnel Seminar。啊，我们在开始聚会之前，我们一起唱诗171首。Prior to our service， we shall sing hymn 171， 171首 171。我们一起祷告啊，求主耶稣带领我们今天以及明天两天的聚会啊。We shall all kneel down and pray and ask the Lord to guide the Holy Worker Personnel Seminar today and tomorrow. Let's all pray in one accord. 一起同心跪下来祷告。奉主耶稣圣名祷告。哈利路亚！奉主的圣名开始我们今天早上的聚会。
Lord Jesus Christ, begin this morning service.
感谢主耶稣在今天跟明天这两天在纽约皇后教会将要举行这一次的圣工人员讲习会。
Thank the Lord Jesus that this Saturday and tomorrow Sunday we're going to hold a Holy Work Seminar in Queen's Church.
要借着这两天的机会讲习会的机会呢，让我们大家对于服事。服侍神有一个更清楚的概念。
So through these 2 days, we'll have a better understanding of serving God.
使得我们能够用正确的态度来服侍。
So we have a right attitude to serve.
使我们的服侍到最后能得到神的认可。
So that our servitude will be accepted by God in the end.
并且我们的服侍能够得到最终的价值。
So that our service will have its value.
在今天呢，我们会以教会里面的工作主要分成两项哦。
So the church work can be split into 2 parts.
一种是对内的。
First is to internally.
叫做对内牧养。
And to pastor within.
另外一种叫做对外的。
And the other one is to towards outside.
叫做对外拓展哦。
And it is to develop outside.
所以工作分成两种。
So the work is split into 2.
一个叫做牧养。
One is pastoring.
一个叫做宣道。
One is to evangelize.
那我们今天主要的内容呢，将会主要的课程将会专注在对内牧养之上哦。
And so our topic class today will be concerning internally.
明天呢，则是以对外宣道布道为主哦。
And so tomorrow we'll cover to evangelize.
但是在我们讨论任何的工作之前呢。
And so before talking about any kind of work.
我们必须要先讨论一个题目啊。
First, we have to talk about one topic.
就是要讨论我们的教会。
We have to discuss about church.
因为一定要对教会有正确的认识。
We have to have the right understanding of the church.
才能够参与教会牧养的工作。
Then we can participate in the pastoring work.
一定对教会要有正确的认识。
We have to have this clear understanding of the church.
才有资格参与对外宣道的工作哦。
That we have this, then we are worthy to participate in the evangelizing work.
就好像一个生意人啊。
Just like a businessman.
或者是一个销售员啊 ，salesman 哦。
Or like a salesman.
你今天要出去推销你的产品。
That you're going to sell your items.
你有一些基本的要求。
There's one basic requirement.
第一，你必须要很熟悉你的产品。
First thing, you have to be very familiar with your product.
第二，你必须要对你的产品非常有信心。
And you have to have great faith in your product.
这样子的，你跟人家讲的时候呢，讲起来就很有力。
And this way, when you talk, you have a lot of energy.
但是如果你今天不相信你自己的产品
，But if you don't believe in your product today,
那你告诉别人的时候就会战战兢兢的，因为你知道这是假的。
And then when you talk with others, you're very nervous because you know it's fake.
或者是你不确定它到底有没有效
，Or you're not certain if it's effective.
今天如果你是卖那个生发水的
If you sell the hair gel today,
生发水就是那个。不会长头发，会长出头发来的
So they help the hair growth.
你自己是个秃头。
You're bald.
结果你用了三个月之后，长得跟我一样多头发。
You use it for 3 months and you're still bald, just like I am.
没有啦，头发很多，我哪有头发就长很多啦。
And then you have a lot of hairs.
你亲自知道，这个有效。
And though you know that this is effective,
你出去跟人家讲的时候，买这一瓶，我保证绝对有效。
And then you're very certain. You say, buy this. It's effective.
为什么
？Why？
因为你很确定你的产品是好的，是对的，是有效的。
Because you know your product is good, it's effective.
啊，其实啊，今天宣道啊，或者是今天在教会里做圣工也是这样子啊。
And so to do holy work and to evangelize the same thing.
你必须要先确定你所拥有的是好的，是对的。
And first thing you have to be certain what you have is good.
这样你去传福音的时候才会有力啊。
And then when you go preach, you have the strength.
你跟人家讲说信耶稣好。
If you say believing Jesus is good,
人家问你说好在哪里
？And they say why is it good？
啊，你就不知道啊，大家都说好啊。
Because everyone says it's good, I don't know.
那这样子你的讲话就没有力量啦。
And then what you say carries no weight.
你说来，这个教会好，信耶稣好。
And they say come, believing Jesus is good.
你说为什么？人家问你为什么
？And others ask why？
哦，你有很多见证可以跟别人分享。
And you have many testimony to share。
那人家就会相信你讲的话啊。
Then others will believe what you say。
啊，你说来我们教会。
You say come to our church。
我们教会能够使你得救。
Our church will allow you be saved。
人家问你说你的教会有什么特别
？And others ask you what is special about your church？
啊，我不知道啊，我们是拜耶稣的啊。
I don't know. We just worship Jesus.
哇，被人家笑死了。
And then you'll be laughed at by others.
哦，所以啊，今天呢，我们要参与圣工啊。
So if we're going to participate in holy work,
我们对真教会这个概念一定要有正确的认识啊。
We have to have the right concept of the true Jesus church.
对自己的教会要有足够的把握。
We have to have a certainness of our own church.
你讲的话才会有力量啊。
And then what you say will carry weight.
啊，才不会跟别人讲，哎呀，你很好，我也很好，基督教都不错。
And you shouldn't say, oh, you're good, I'm good.All churches are good.
你又很有把握的说，哈。
And then you will be certain when you say it.
他们怎么样？我不知道啊。
I don't know how they are.
但是我很有把握，我的教会可以得救啊。
I'm very certain our church will save.
哦，所以我们要先认识这个真教会的概念啊。
So first we have to have this true concept of this true church.
什么叫教会
？What is a church?
啊，我们自从我们现在如果看外面的社会啊
，If we look at the world today，
我们现在世界上有几千个不一样的基督教派啊
，There's thousands of different denominations of churches。
哇，这大家都说我是信耶稣的，我拜耶稣的
，And everyone say they worship Jesus。
哇，大家都信耶稣，大家都信耶稣，到处都是会堂
，And everyone believes in Jesus。There's chapels everywhere。
啊，到处都是教会，你要去哪里呢
？And so everywhere is church。Where are you going to go？
啊，是不是只要是教会？基督教你就可以得救呢
？Is it any church that you can be saved？
啊，我们就要先给教会下一个定义啊。
So first we have to define what is a church。
啊，什么叫教会
？What is a church？
我们来看一下《使徒行传》啊。
Let's turn to Acts。
《使徒行传》的第二十章。
Acts chapter 20。
《使徒行传》的第二十章。
Acts chapter 20。
第二十八节
，Verse 28，《
使徒行传》的第二十章的第二十八节啊
，Acts chapter 20 verse 28。
那这里说，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的哈。那这里是啊，给教会下了一个定义啊。
So here it's a definition of a church。
什么叫教会？
What is a church?
教会是神用他的血所买来的。
So a church is bought with the blood of God.
哦，所以教会不是这个建筑物啊。
So the church is not this building.
哦，教会不是什么外面挂个十字架就叫教会啦。
So a church is not where if the cross is hung outside, that's a church.
哦，我也是在多米尼加哈。
So when I was in Dominica,
啊，在多米尼加，你看到很多很多的建筑都有挂十字架啊。
So in Dominica, there's many buildings with a cross hanged out on it.
啊，他们都说他们是教会啊。
And they all say that they are church.
有的在自己的家里的院子也挂一个十字架，说他是教会啊。
And some even hang a cross on their yard. They say they are church.
啊，也有人在里面聚会啊。
And there's people worshiping in there.
啊，但你会让你得救吗
？But would it allow you to be saved?
只要有挂十字架的地方，你就可以去得救吗
？What if a place has a cross, can you be saved there?
啊，当然是不可以啦。
And of course not.
哦，所以啊，什么叫教会？
So what is a church?
教会的关键在于主血所买来的。
So the key point is that the church is bought with the blood of God.
哦，就是借着洗礼哈。
So it is through baptism.
哦，所以在约翰一书里面告诉我们啊。
So in 1 John it tells us.
哦，说啊，用血水圣灵。做见证啊，归属耶稣哦。
And so through the blood, the water, and the Holy Spirit, it testified.
哦，所以一个基督徒什么时候是最重要？人生中什么时候是最重要的
？So what is the most important time of a Christian?
不是你得圣灵的时候啊。
It is not when you receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，不是你在家里读经祷告的时候啊。
It is not when you pray and read the Bible at home.
不是你被选上做负责人的时候啊。
It is not when you're chosen to be board.
最重要的一刻。
The most important
就是你接受洗礼归入耶稣的时候啊。
It is when you receive the baptism.
啊，这个是我们人生当中最重要的一刻。
And this is our life's most important point.
因为不管你慕道多久
，It does not matter how long you truth seek.
不管你道理多懂
，It does not matter how much truth you know.
只要你没有按照圣经的方法接受洗礼
，As long as you don't not baptized according to the Bible,
你还是没有踏入门内。
You are still not.Within,
哦，只有在经过洗礼之后啊
，and only after you are baptized,
才是一个新的生命啊，一个新的身份的开始
，and then it begins your new status,
哦，才是成为教会的开始
，and it is begins that you are part of the church.
所以什么是教会
？So what is a church?
你就是教会
，you are the church.
一群蒙主血所买来的人，这就是教会啊。
A group of people purchased with the blood of God. This is the church.
在纽约有这个建筑。
So in New York, there's this building.
我们是教会。
We are the church.
啊，在非洲没有房子。
So in Africa, there's no houses.
一棵树下聚会，那个也叫教会啊。
So they worship under a tree. That is the church.
所以教会不在乎建筑物。
So the church does not depend on the building.
教会不在乎人数多寡。
And the church does not depend how many people.
啊，教会不在大家有没有身份地位。
And the church does not depend what status you have.
一群蒙主血买来的人聚在一起就是教会了。
So a group of people purchased with the blood of God, that is the church.
哦，所以啊，我们要认识啊，这个是教会啊，什么叫做教会啊
？So we have to understand what is the church.
啊，不是挂个十字架就叫教会啊。
So to hang a cross, that's not necessarily the church.
啊，不是呼喊说主啊主啊的，就是教会啊。
And if you call Lord, Lord, that does not mean you're the church.
一定要借着洗礼归入耶稣的一群人才有资格。称为教会啊
！Only through the baptism of the blood of the Lord Jesus can you can be considered the church。
而且教会啊，跟得救有直接的关系啊。
And so the church is directly related to salvation。
有时候我们会听到有人讲啊
，And sometimes we hear people say，
我信耶稣，不信教会。
I believe in Jesus, but not in the church。
哇，我是跟随耶稣的。
I follow Jesus.
我不要跟随教会，教会是人的组织啊。
I don't follow the church because the church is the organization of people.
哦，甚至教会，甚至我们教会里也有人这样子讲啊。
And so people even in our church say this.
哦，我是拜神的。
I worship God alone.
我不需要教会。
I don't need a church.
是这样子吗
？Is that the case?
讲的好像很属灵。
So it might seem very spiritual.
其实是很无知。
But it's very foolish.
我们来看一下圣经怎么说哈。
Let's see what the Bible says.
我们看以弗所书。
As in Ephesians.
以弗所书的第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章的第九节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9.
以弗所书三章第九节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9.
他说又使众人都明白啊。这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何的安排的？第十节，我要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。哈，那这里告诉我们说啊，神有一个奥秘啊。
So here it says God has a mystery.
就是这个从创世以来救恩的安排啊。
And so ever since the beginning of the creation, the plan of salvation.
啊，这个救恩的奥秘啊，只有借着教会才会知道哦。
And so this mystery of salvation is only known through the church.
所以没有教会就没有救恩啊。
So without this church, there is no salvation.
没有教会就不会得救啊。
And without this church, there cannot be saved.
所以我们怎么可以说教会不重要呢
？So how can we not say church is very important?
找到正确的教会是得救的关键。 点啊。
And so to find the right church is the very concept of being saved.
哦，所以我们必须要确定自己有找到真教会。
So we have to be certain we found the true church.
并且是能够使人得救的教会。
That this church can save people.
而如果我们不确定啊
，If we are not sure，
那我们现在的工作啊，就要考虑一下，先是不是先不要做了哦。
Then we should reconsider the work we're doing. Maybe we should stop.
如果你不确定自己拥有的是什么。
If you're not sure what you have,
你也不觉得说真耶稣教会有什么不同
，and you don't feel that True Jesus Church is any different,
那我们还不行做圣工哦
，and then we shouldn't do holy work.
要很确定自己在哪里
，we have to be very certain where we are.
哦，这样子才能够参与圣工哦
，then we can be involved in holy work.
我们看以弗所书的第一章
，let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章
，Ephesians chapter 1.
第一章的第二十二节
Chapter 1 verse 22
以弗所书的一章二十二节
Ephesians 1:22
又将万有伏在他的脚下使他为教会做万有之首二十三节
23.
教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满好，那这里告诉我们说啊，教会是基督的身体啊。
So here it says that the body of the church is the body of Christ.
哦，所以如果有任何人告诉你教会不重要
，So if anyone tells you church is not important，
有人在告诉你说我是信耶稣不信教会的
，And if someone tells you I believe in Jesus not in the church，
现在讲说你胡说八道
，And then we should say you're talking nonsense。
叫他来看以弗所书第一章啊
，Ask him to look at Ephesians chapter 1。
主耶稣说，在这里啊，这个时候在这里啊，保罗说啊，教会是基督的身体啊
，And so Paul here says that the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的。
And it fills everything.
哦，所以教会很重要。
So church is important.
啊，这既然作为耶稣的身体啊。
So being the body of Jesus.
啊，它必须要有几个特点啊。
It has a few characteristics.
作为耶稣基督的身体。
To be the body of Jesus Christ.
就必须要说耶稣基督的话。
You have to talk of the things of Jesus.
做耶稣基督的身体。
And to be the body of Christ.
就必须要有耶稣基督的灵。
And to have the spirit of Jesus.
做耶稣基督的身体。
And to be the body of Christ.
就必须要行耶稣基督所行的事啊。
And to do the things that Jesus do.
哦，所以有时候啊，我们看到一些信徒啊，对教会不是很了解啊。
So sometimes we realize some members don't have a clear understanding of the church.
哦，所以他们有时候会觉得啊，哎呀，别人也很好啊。
And so sometimes they feel, oh, other people are very good too.
别人应该也可以得救吧。
Other people should be able to be saved, right?
难道真的只有我们可以得救吗
？Is it really that only we can be saved?
那有时候我们自己的信徒啊，都不是很确定啊。
So sometimes our members are not very certain.
或者说我们会太有爱心啊。
So we have too much love.
我们会觉得说，哎呀，有这么多，外面还有这么多的人。
So there are so many people outside.
神应该不会这么残忍吧
？And so God would not be so cruel.
所以啊，说不定他们都可以得救啊。
Or maybe they will all be saved.
有这种想法是很无聊的事情啊。
So if you have this kind of thought, it's very ignorant.
因为你的想法不会影响最后神的决定啊。
Because your thought will not affect God's decision.
你觉得哎呀这样子好或这样子不好没有任何意义的。
So if you feel this is good or not good, it has no meaning.
因为神不会因为你的感觉而改变他的判决哦。
And God will not change His judgment based on how you feel.
我们如果看旧约啊。
If we look at the Old Testament.
旧约神要洪水要灭世的时候啊
，And during the times of Noah, when the flood is going to destroy the earth,
世界上是不是很多人
？So weren't there many people in this world？
是啊，从我们的眼里看，世界上是很多人啊。
And so from our perspective, there's many people on earth.
但是从神的眼里看啊
，How about from the eyes of God？
没有活人啊。
There's no living person.
只有挪亚一家八口而已啊。
And only Noah's family of eight.
哦，所以对神来讲，最后就是什么洪水毁灭掉世界啊。
So to God, he just destroys everybody.
只有八个活人进方舟啊。
And only eight living people enter into the ark.
哦，所以我们今天不要一直用自己的想法要来看神。
So we shouldn't use our own thinking to decipher God.
哇，世界上还有这么多的人口。
There are so many people in this world.
哇，神要不要救他们啊
？Is God going to save them?
哦，我们不要想这么多啊。
Don't think too much.
啊，因为这个是神的决定。
That's God's decision.
救不救跟你没有关系啊。
Whether God saves, that's nothing to do with you.
因为这是神的决定啊。
That's God's decision.
但是你能够做一件事情啊。
But all you can do is one thing.
你可以去传福音啊。
You can go preach.
世界上有这么多人。
There's so many people in this world.
所以你赶快出去传福音啊。
So you should go out fast and preach.
使得他们能够进来，最后能够在这里得救啊。
So that they may enter and be saved.
所以别人会不会得救跟你何干啊。
So whether other people can be saved is nothing related to you.
你既然知道他很可怜，那你要传福音给他。
So if you feel they're pitiful, you should preach to them.
所以啊，我们对教会要有认同。
So we should have the certainness of the church.
我们为什么确定自己在真教会
？So that why we're in the true church.
就像我刚刚讲的哦。
Just like what I've said.
别人怎么样
？What others are like.
别人会不会得救
？Whether they can be saved.
跟我什么关系啊
？Well, how is it related to me?
别的教会会不会得救跟我什么关系啊
？And how if other churches can be saved? How is that related to me?
我只要确定我在的地方会得救就好啦。
And all I'm certain is that the place I am can be saved.
有一个人跑来问耶稣啊。
And one person came and asked Jesus.
有人跑来问耶稣说：“主啊，主啊，得救的人少吗？”
Oh Lord, Lord, how many people are the people being saved?
2000年前就有人问这个问题啦。
So 2000 years ago, someone asked.
2000年后我们还在问这个问题啊。
And we're still asking 2000 years later.
主耶稣怎么回答？
And how did Jesus respond?
关你什么事啊
？And what does that has to do with you?
本来就是关你什么事啊
？And originally, it is nothing related to you.
主耶稣怎么说
？And what did Jesus say?
说我告诉你啊，你要努力进窄门，你。
Truly, I tell you, you have to enter into the narrow gate.
如果很多人可以得救
，if many people can be saved，
你不是其中之一
，and you're not one of them，
那有什么用
？How's that useful to you？
如果很少人可以得救
，but very few people can be saved，
但是你是其中之一
，but you're among one of them，
而这就好啦
，and that is good。
所以问题不是别人
，so the problem is not with others。
你不要一直去看别人
，and don't look at others。
问题是你自己
，it is you。
你会不会得救
？Will you be saved？
所以主耶稣说你要努力进窄门。
And so Jesus says, just strive hard to enter through the narrow gate。
所以别人怎么样我不知道。
So I don't know about how others are。
别的教会怎么样我也不管。
I don't care how other churches are。
我只管我自己会不会得救。
All I care is how if I am saved。
我只管我在的教会会不会得救。
I care if the church I am will be saved。
但是按照圣经来看啊。
But according to the Bible。
我们刚刚说啊。
We said。
我们刚刚说。耶稣的身体要讲耶稣的话，对不对
？And so the body of Christ have to talk about things of God.
所以既然是主的身体，主的教会，就必须要符合圣经嘛，啊
？And so if it's the body of Christ, it has to be according to the Bible.
所以你来判断一个教会会不会得救
？So how do you determine if a church can be saved?
你要看它跟圣经一不一样啊
？And to see if that church is similar to the Bible.
有时候我们看教会一些青年真的很无聊啊
？And so sometimes we see the youth in church are very naive.
会讲说，哎呀，别人搞不好也可以得救啊。
Oh, maybe others they can be saved as well.
哎呀，我们不要这么骄傲啊
！We shouldn't be so proud.
我们不要一直讲说我们是唯一得救的真教会。
We shouldn't keep on saying that we are the only church can be saved.
别人不喜欢听。
And others they don't like to listen.
是别人不喜欢听，还是你不敢讲
？Is it that other people don't like to listen, or you don't want to say it?
还是你根本自己都不认同
？Or you're not even certain yourself.
为什么我们今天说我们是唯一得救的教会
？And so why do we say we are the only true church to be saved.
为什么
？Why？
是因为我们是真耶稣教会的信徒，所以我们自己讲得很大声吗
？Or is it because we're the members of the true church, we say it loudly？
因为我是真耶稣教会的信徒，所以我们是唯一得救的教会，是这样子吗
？And because I'm the true church member, I say this.
当然不是啦。
Of course not.
很简单嘛。
Very simple.
你把圣经拿出来对照一下啊。
And just bring out the Bible and compare it.
你再告诉我哪里还有得救的教会。
And tell me what other church can save.
如果我们说按照主的、按照圣经的教导哦
，If we say according to the teaching of the Bible，
说基督的教会啊，耶稣的身体要讲耶稣的话，对不对
？And so the body of Christ have to say the things of God。
很简单的，你把圣经拿出来对照一下啊。
Very simple, just bring out the Bible and compare。
看一下他跟他的所做的跟圣经的道理一不一样啊
？And the things that they do is according to what the Bible says。
今天一个身体跟脑。什么时候会不一样
？And so when is the body and the brain different？
中风嘛。
When there's a stroke。
或者是神经出问题了嘛。
Or there's some nervous breakdown。
所以啊，才会脑跟行为会不一样嘛，对不对
？So there will be differences between the brain and the body。
但是主耶稣的身体是很健康的。
And so the body of Christ is very healthy.
主耶稣的身体是很正常的。
And the body of Christ is very normal.
所以不可能啊，脑跟身体是不一样的啊。
So it is impossible for the brain and the body to be different.
哦，你心里说啊，举起右手啊，结果左右脚一直举起来，没有这种事情啊。
And in your heart, he says, raise the right hand, but then all of a sudden, the left foot raises.
哦，所以啊，耶稣的身体一定是跟耶稣的话是一样的。
So the body of Christ and the brain of Christ is the same.
那就很简单啦、啊。
So very simple.
我们就来做一个，我们就做一个很简单的一个，我们用一个很简单的方法就可以了啊。
We use a very simple method.
现在全世界有这么多基督教派啊。
So there are so many denominations in the world.
将近3000个基督教派啊。
Almost 3000 denominations.
圣经里面说安息日是哪一天
？And so in the Bible, which day is the Sabbath?
不是真耶稣教会讲哦，不是真耶稣教会讲哦。
It is not mentioned. True Jesus Church does not establish.
我们讲的是说圣经里面说安息日是哪一天。
We say when Sabbath is recorded in the Bible.
啊、哦，如果有人告诉你星期天啊，你说真是没有水准呐、啊，真没常识。
And if someone tell you Sunday, that doesn't make any sense.
啊、哦，一个没有常识的，谁告诉你安息日是星期天的
？And that doesn't make any sense because who told you Sabbath is on Sunday?
甚至连外教派哈、啊，外教派他们都不讲安息日是星期天的，没有啦，没有水准的。
So even outside denomination, they never mention that Sunday is Sabbath.
他们讲说星期天是主日啦哈。
They always mention that Sunday is the Lord's day.
哦，所以讲到安息日啊。
So if you talk about Sabbath day,
一定是星期六啦。
It must be Sabbath.
这个是基督教派里面统一的观念啦、啊、
It must be Saturday. So this is the common understanding among the Christian churches.
所以如果你遇到有人告诉你哦，安息日是星期天，还说没水准啊。
So if someone mentions that if Sunday is a Sabbath, that doesn't make any sense.
啊、哦，跟他讲说啊。拜托你去读点书好不好？有没有点常识啊
？And you can ask them, you should maybe find out more about your knowledge.
哦，所以啊，安息日是星期六，是基督教界公认的了哈。
And so Sabbath is Saturday, and it's common understanding among Christians.
那圣经里面说，到底要哪一天要守安息日？
So in the Bible, which day does it mention to observe the Sabbath?
当然是星期六啦。
Of course, Saturday.
啊、哦，所以啊，耶稣星期六进入圣殿啊。
And Jesus entered the Sabbath on Saturday.
啊，彼得安息日星期六进入圣殿啊。
And Peter on Sabbath entered a Sabbath.
保罗安息日照着素常的规矩进入圣殿啊。
And Paul, according to the customs, he entered into the Sabbath on Saturday.
哦，所以啊，如果主耶稣是安息日进入圣殿的啊。
So if the Lord Jesus entered the Sabbath on Saturday.
哦，所有的使徒都是安息日啊，都是星期六守安息日的啊。
And then all the disciples entered the Sabbath on Saturday.
那自然而然，安息日就是星期六啦。
And then Sabbath is on Saturday.
哦，也是我们必须要遵守的日子啊。
And it's a day that we should keep.
所以很简单嘛。
So very simple.
3000个基督教派啊。
So 3000 denominations.
请你把所有不守安息日的教派全部删掉啊。
And if you remove all the churches, the denomination does not observe the Sabbath.
任何没有守安息日的，星期六安息日的，你把它删掉啊。
And you remove all those who do not observe Saturday the Sabbath.
因为他讲的跟圣经讲的不一样啊。
Because they do it differently than what the Bible mentions.
所以他们的讲的话，这个身体跟大脑不是同一个啊。
And so what they talk about, this body is different than the brain.
哦，所以啊，你把那个所有守星期天的哈、啊，把所有星期天的全部删掉以后啊。
And so if you remove all those who observe on Sunday.
请问你剩下多少？
How many remains?
我告诉你，没有剩下多少。
I'll tell you, not much remains.
哦，这剩下几个而已啦。
And only few will remain.
啊，没关系，还有剩嘛，再来。
Okay, it's okay. There's still some remains.
我们随便挑哦，随便挑哦。
So let's try to pick any one.
圣餐礼啊，圣餐礼啊。
How about the Holy Communion?
圣餐礼用一个饼还是用很多饼干的
？So Holy Communion, do you use one bread or many breads?
啊，还是用葡萄汁还是用发酵过的葡萄酒的
？Or do you use grape juice or grape wine?
啊，一样嘛，再删嘛，再删哈、哦。
And then same, let's try to eliminate.
啊，把那个 filter 啊，把那些。所有跟圣经教导不一样的，全部把它 filter 掉，把它删掉。
So let's filter everything, all the those.
啊，所以啊，圣经里面说啊，我们虽多啊，哥林多前书说，我们虽多人是一个饼啊。
And so in the Bible, First Corinthians says, even though we are many, but there's only one bread.
哦，所以只有一个饼哦。
So there's only one bread.
很简单嘛，你把任何教派圣餐里用很多饼的全部删掉啊。
And so remove all those who use all many breads.
啊、哦，又剩下几个？
And so how many remains?
没有剩下几个了啦。
Not many remains.
好，没关系，还有，再来。
Okay, there's still some exist.
洗礼。
How about baptism?
哦，现在大部分的基督教派都不相信洗礼可以赦罪哦。
So many churches don't believe that baptism has the remission of sins.
他们觉得说洗礼只是一个宣告我信耶稣的仪式啊。
And so they believe that baptism only proclaims that they believe in Jesus.
所以很多人说洗礼不重要啊。
So many people believe that baptism is not important.
很多人说洗礼跟得救没有关系啊。
So many believe that baptism is nothing related to salvation.
啊，真的没有关系。
Is it really not related?
哦，当然有关系啦。
Of course, it's related.
在《使徒行传》里面啊。
So in the book of Acts,
他说：“起来，受洗，洗去你的罪。”
Arise, go be baptized and wash away your sins.
哦，所以这是很简单、很简单的中文啊。
So this is very simple English.
你看了哪个字你不懂的
？So which word did you read? You do not understand.
起来，洗礼。洗去你的罪啊
！Arise, go and be baptized to wash away your sins.
哦，所以这里很清楚告诉我们，洗礼跟赦罪有直接的关系啊。
So here it tells us to be baptized is really related to washing away your sins.
所以如果有任何人告诉你洗礼跟赦罪没有关系啊
，So if anyone tells you baptizing is not related to washing away your sins,
删掉，把它删掉。
And then you filter that out.
请问你还剩下几个？
So how many remains?
我告诉你，三千个基督教派没有了，真的没有了。
I tell you truly, 3,000, nothing, not one will remain.
只剩下真耶稣教会而已啊。
And only True Jesus Church will remain.
好，没关系，你说可能还有非洲还可能还有，好 fine, 可以啊。
Or maybe you say yes, there exists some in Africa.
哦，还有了，还有了，说不定还有啊。
And perhaps there will be, you'll find it.
洗脚礼
，full washing.
对不起，没有了，只剩下真耶稣教会啊。
And only True Jesus Church have full washing.
哦，洗脚礼哦，就是跟得救有关的洗脚礼，只剩下真耶稣教会而已啊。
And the full washing related to salvation only True Jesus Church have.
哦，所以我们不要无知啊。
So let's not be ignorant.
尤其是做工人，教会的工人，你绝对不能无知啊。
Especially the worker of the church, you cannot be ignorant.
不要觉得说，哎呀，我们一直讲自己可以得救，好骄傲哦。
And so don't be very proud say we're the only ones can be saved.
拜托，你要谦卑，也要看一下场合，好不好？
But you have to also be humble and look around your surroundings.
哦，这个时候不是讲谦卑的时候。
And this is not the time to be humble.
因为这个跟得救是有直接的关系的。
Because it's directly related to salvation.
我们为什么说真耶稣教会可以让你得救？
Why do we say that True Jesus Church can allow you to be saved?
不是因为我今天是真耶稣教会的传道，所以我老王卖瓜，不是的。
It is not because I'm the Pastor of the church, I have this authority to say this to you.
哦，不是说因为我今天在这里，所以这里可以得救，不是的。
It is not because I'm here today that I can say this.
为什么这里可以得救？
Why here could be saved?
很简单。
Very simple.
因为因为我们用一些基本的要求啊，去看以后，你找不到其他地方。
Because if you find these basic requirements, there's nothing else that matches.
你真的找不到另外一个教派所做的跟圣经一样啊。
You really cannot find any denomination to do what the Bible says.
有些教派可能有中间的几样啊。
So maybe some denominations have few of those points.
有安息日聚会的啊。
There are the ones they observe Sabbath.
啊，但是啊，他们不相信洗礼可以赦罪。
But they don't believe that baptism will be give salvation.
有相信洗礼可以赦罪的。
So only ones that believe for baptism will give salvation.
啊，但是他们不行洗脚礼。
But they don't perform full washing.
哦，所以如果你仔细去看，用自己去想一想啊。
So if you clearly try to think yourself.
今天我们说真耶稣教会可以让你得救。
We say True Jesus Church can allow you to be saved today.
不是我讲的。
It is not because of what I say.
不是我自夸我自己很骄傲。
It is not because I'm boasting, I'm very proud.
而是因为放眼望去找不到其他的啦。
Because you truly cannot find any other.
你再找一个给我看看啊。
Go try to find one for me to see.
你去 Google 看看。
Go try to Google it.
你去百度看看。
Go Baidu it.
你看你找不到另外一个教派跟圣经一样的啦。
You cannot find anyone that does what the church, what the Bible says.
只剩下真耶稣教会而已啊。
And only True Jesus Church remains.
所以我们说我们可以得救，不是自己自夸啊。
So when we say we can be saved, it is not because we're boasting.
而是因为我们找不到其他的选择了。
It is because we cannot find any others.
如果你有找到其他的。
If you do find any others.
你来告诉我。
Please come and tell me.
因为我从来没有看到过啊。
Because I have never seen one.
所以 所以我只知道一个事实。
So all I know is one truth.
就是在真耶稣教会你可以得救。
So in True Jesus Church, you can be saved.
因为我们跟圣经是一样的。
Because we are the same with the Bible.
我们这个身体跟那个大脑是一致的。
So we this body is same with the brain.
这个不是骄傲啊。
This is not proud.
是因为没有选择啊。
Because there's no others.
哦，所以我们不要觉得自己很骄傲。
So we shouldn't feel that we're very proud.
要不然你再找一个给我看看，就是没，因为没有了嘛。
Because there's no others.
哦，所以我们今天啊，要用圣经来作为衡量的标准啊。
So we have to use the Bible to have to be the standard to measurement.
啊，基督的话啊，基督的身体说基督的话。
And so the body of Christ talk about the things of God.
那同时，基督的身体有基督的灵。
And so the body of Christ also has the spirit of God.
啊，也很简单啊，这个教会里面一定要有神的灵啊。
So very simple, the church has to have the spirit of God.
哦，所以在神的教会里面一定有圣灵的体验。
And so in the God's church, there has to be experience of the Holy Spirit.
哦，在不久之前哦。
And so not long before.
遇到一个在一个地方聚会啊，遇到一个朋友啊。
And so at one place of worship, we met a friend.
那他也跟我们，他是一个也是信主十几年的一个基督徒啊。
And so he's a believer of Christian for decades.
啊，结果啊，他参加我们的聚会以后哦。
And so after attending the service.
哇，他那个祷告的时候就走掉了。
And so then he left after service.
他说后来他打电话给他的朋友，就是我们教会的一个姐妹啊。
And then he called the church sister who was our friend.
他说你们教会太奇怪了。
And so your church is too strange.
你们祷告的方式太奇怪了。
And the way you pray is too strange.
他说啊，那个不是圣灵。
And that is not the Holy Spirit.
他说啊，那个神的灵是什么？是温和的。
And God's spirit is very gentle.
是安静的。
It is very quiet.
是内住在心里的。
And it dwells within the heart.
哦，所以我那个姐妹就来打电话给我啦。
And so the sister called me.
哦，说啊，拜托，圣经里面哪里写的？
And so I says, please, where did the Bible record this?
圣经里面哪里告诉你神的灵是内住的灵？
And so where did in the Bible says that the Spirit of God is only dwells within?
是安静的灵。
It is a quiet spirit.
告诉我圣经里哪里写的？
Tell me where the Bible records it.
我就跟那个姐妹说哦。
And then I told the sister.
你翻《使徒行传》第二章给她看。
And please turn Acts chapter 2, let him see it.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
圣灵降临的体验。
And the experience of the descension of the Holy Spirit.
如大风。
Like a mighty wind.
如火焰。
Like a great fire.
说天有大响声，全城的人都听见啊。
And the heaven and earth shook, everyone can hear.
所以众人都聚集啦。
So all the people, they gather.
请问他哪里有很安静？
So where was it very quiet?
哪里很温和？
Where was it very gentle?
没有啊，圣灵初次降临就不是这样子的、啊。
And so since the descension of the Holy Spirit was not like this.
圣灵从一开始就是大声的。
Since the beginning, the Holy Spirit is very loud.
如同火焰，如同大风一样啊。
It's like a mighty wind and fire.
哦，所以啊，为什么他会这样子讲
？So why did he say it this way?
因为他们教派啊，他所在的地方啊，牧师没有圣灵的体验啊。
Because the church he went, the minister.Did not have this kind of saying.
因为没有体验啊，所以啊，只好告诉你没有啦，你信就有，信就有。
And because they did not have this experience, and all they say, just believe you have it.
哦，你信就有圣灵了啦。
Once you believe, you have the Holy Spirit.
啊，如果你说，可是我没有啊，牧师我没有啊。
And then you say, Minister, I don't have it.
你知道他会怎么说吗
？And then do you know what he will say?
你没信心。
You don't have any faith.
你信就有。
You believe you have it.
所以你每天对着镜子。
And so every day, look at the mirror.
告诉自己说，我有圣灵，我有圣灵，你就有啦。
And tell yourself, you have the Holy Spirit, you will have it.
在我们看来是很可笑的事情啊。
And so isn't this a very funny thing?
啊，对不起，这外教会就是这样子啊。
I'm sorry, this is how other denominations like.
啊，因为他自己没有体验嘛。
Because they don't have their personal experience.
所以如果你来问，牧师圣经里面讲圣灵啊。
And so the minister is talking about the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
要有信心。
You have to have faith.
你信就有。
Once you believe, you have it.
如果你觉得没有
if you feel you don't have it,
就是你没信心
it is because you don't have faith.
所以讲来讲去都是你的错
and so no matter what you say, it's your fault.
哦，所以圣经里面从来不讲这些的
and so the Bible never talks about this.
圣经里面说圣灵是听得见、看得见的
and the Bible says that you can see it and you can hear it.
使徒行传里面啊，保罗数一数啊，有几个人得圣灵可以数的啊
and so in the book of Acts, Paul can count how many people received the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以圣灵不是什么信就有。
And so the Holy Spirit is not you believe you will receive it.
得圣灵是最直接 直接的体验。
And so to receive the Holy Spirit is the most basic experience.
哦，所以啊，这个神的教会哦，基督的教会要有基督的灵。
And so the body of Christ have to have the Spirit of God.
哦，所以在真耶稣教会里面有圣灵的体验。
And so in the true Jesus Church, there's experience of the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵啊，这个圣灵不是你自己可以得到的、啊。
And this Holy Spirit, you cannot just receive it by yourself.
哦，不是说，哎呀，我这个是好，我是好人啊，所以神给我圣灵啊。
And you cannot just say that I'm a good person, God will give me the Holy Spirit.
没有的。
That does not happen.
哦，神给他要给的人啊。
And God will give it to whom He wishes to give.
哦，所以这是神的恩典。好。
So this is the grace of God.
啊，在基督的教会要行基督的事哈。
And so in the church of God, you have to do the things of God.
哦，所以我们知道啊，一个真教会要有几个特质啊。
And so in the true Jesus Church, there's few special characteristics.
第一，他一定要讲基督的话。
And the first thing you have to talk about the things of God.
所以教会必须要跟真理一致。
And so the true church has to be one with the Bible.
如果教会跟圣经不一样。
And if the church is different than the Bible,
那就不是教会了啊。
And it is no longer a church.
好、哦、啊，教会要有基督的灵。
And so the church has the Spirit of God.
所以在真教会里面一定要有圣灵的体验。
And so in the true church, there has to be experience of the Holy Spirit.
啊，基督的身体要行基督的事。
And so the body of Christ have to do the things of God.
哦，所以在教会里面一定有神迹奇事的验证哦。
So there has to be the evidence of the signs and miracles.
哦，我们看约翰福音哦。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音。
John.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章的第十二节。
Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 12。
约翰福音十四章的第十二节。
John chapter 14 verse 12。
十四节说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。”哈，那这里告诉我们说啊，这个信。这个基督的教会啊，要行基督的事啊。
And so the body of Christ have to do the things of Christ.
所以信耶稣的人要跟耶稣行一样的事情。
And so those who believe in Jesus have to do the same thing as Jesus.
所以耶稣在世界上做了几件事。
And so when Jesus was on this earth, he did few things.
他在工作当中主要两个部分啊。
And there's two important work of his work in this when he worked on this earth.
一个就是宣道。
And first to evangelize.
一个就是医病赶鬼。
And the other one is to cast out demons and heal the sick.
所以啊，因为今天一个教会，一个作为基督的教会啊。
And so to be a church of Christ.
因为同样要做这两件事情啊。
Same way we have to do these two things.
而教会要传福音。
And the church has to preach.
像耶稣一样啊。
Just like the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说：“我们到别的村庄来传福音吧。”
And so the Lord Jesus, let's go to other villages to preach the gospel.
他说：“因为我是为此而来啊。”
Because that is why I am sent.
所以主耶稣为什么来到世界？
So why did the Lord Jesus come?
他来传福音的啊。
It is to preach the gospel.
所以今天作为基督的身体，
So to be the body of Christ.
作为教会的工人，
And to be the worker of God.
传福音也是我们必须要尽的责任。
And so it is our responsibility to preach.
才有像是耶稣的身体啊。
Then we can be like the body of Christ.
所以在很多地方啊。
So in many different places.
他们在安息日聚会完以后啊。
And after the worshiping Sabbath.
那像在英国啊，英国的教会啊。
Like for example, the England churches.
英国教会下午安息日聚会完以后啊。
So after their Sabbath service in the afternoons.
他们青年就会出去。
And the youth will go out.
然后就一家一家敲门，然后发传单。
They will go from house to house to knock on the door and to give out the flyers.
好像在非洲啊。
Just like in Africa.
下午聚会完以后啊。
After the afternoon service.
他们就分成两队啊。
They will split into two groups.
那个道理不懂的留在教会里面上课。
And those who are not familiar with the truth will remain behind to study.
那个道理比较懂的。出去传福音。
And those who are familiar with the truth, they will go out to preach the gospel.
因为他们非常了解神对教会的期望啊。
They are very familiar what is the expectation of God's church.
教会的基督的身体要行基督的事。
So the body of Christ have to do the things of God.
啊，就是要传福音。
And that is to preach the gospel.
啊，同时还有另外一件事情啊。
And one other thing.
啊，耶稣在世上医病赶鬼行神迹啊。
When Jesus was on this earth, he cast out the demons and healed the sick.
哦，所以今天呢，啊，一个基督的教会也必须要有这种属灵的权柄啊。
And so the church today has to have this spiritual authority.
那教会里面必须要有神迹奇事的印证啊。
So there has to be this evidence of signs and miracles in the church.
有人讲说，哎，没有啊，今天没有神迹啊。
And so some people say there's no miracles.
怎么会没有神迹？
And how are there no miracles?
那个外面那个圣灵月刊自己去拿。
And go look at the Holy Spirit monthly outside.
每个月要出一本呢。
And every month they have one version.
每一本三个见证啊。
And each issue has three testimonies.
你看那些见证都是最近发生的啊。
And all those testimonies happened recently.
怎么会没有见证？怎么会没有神迹？
And how is there no miracles?
所以教会里面有神迹，有见证。
So in church, there's miracles and signs.
所以信仰不是一种感觉啊。
So faith is not only a feeling.
哦，不是说哎呀，我感觉这里很好。
I only feel it's very good here.
哦，在这里唱诗很开心。
It is very good to sing hymns here.
哇，这里很多人可以帮我。
Many people can help me here.
哦，这信仰不是感觉。
So faith is not only a feeling.
信仰必须要是真实的体验。
And so faith is a true experience.
所以一个基督徒啊，一个真耶稣教会的信徒啊。
And so a true Jesus Church believer.
生命当中应该要有见证随者啊。
And so their life should be filled with the testimony of God.
应该要有恩典随者啊。
So the grace should follow them.
应该要有神迹随者啊。
So the miracles should be performed.
那你就要问问自己啊。
And then you have to ask.
啊，我今天信耶稣信这么久了。
I believe in Jesus for so long.
我的生命当中有没有神迹奇事的印证？
So is there evidence of the miracles in me?
你们我不知道啊。
So I don't know about you.
我自己啊，生命当中见证很多啊。
I know that I have so many testimonies in my life.
我看见的神迹很多啊。
I see so many miracles.
哦，我生命当中啊，主的恩典很多啊。
And God's grace is so many in my life.
因为见到很多。
Because I've seen much.
因为自己体验很多。
And because I've personally experienced much.
所以我很确信我所在的地方绝对可以让我得救啊。
And I'm very certain the place I stand will save.
你呢？
How about you?
信主信了这么久了。
And you believe for so long.
你有感受到生命当中的见证、恩典、神迹奇事吗？
Do you experience the testimony in your own life?
这是神给我们的应许。
And this is the promise given to us by God.
这是信仰最直接的体验。
And this is the direct experience of God.
因为这是主耶稣告诉我们，我们应该要有的。
And Jesus tells us this is what we should have.
为什么你没有？
And how come you don't?
你怎么可能没有？
How is it possible you don't?
有一个很大的原因啊。
There's a big reason.
就是你很麻木啊。
And you're very numb.
你不去算啊。
You don't count.
你不觉得啊。
You don't think so.
所以你把一切恩典都视为理所当然的。
And you feel that all graces are ought to be.
好像神欠你的一样啊。
It seems like God owns you something.
天天活在恩典当中。
And every day you live under grace.
久了久了就觉得习惯了啊。
But after a long time, you're very used to it.
今天只要遇到一点点不顺你的心的啊。
And only one thing that does not go according to what you like.
你就生气了。
And then you get angry.
神都没有照顾我。
And God did not take care of me.
神都没有保守我。
God did not even protect me.
哦，这个教会我不要信了。
I don't want to believe in this church anymore.
幼稚。
Very childish.
无知。
Very foolish.
今天有很多恩典在我们的生命当中啊。
Many grace is in our lives today.
我们必须要懂得去数算恩典。
We have to know how to count our blessings.
去思念神在我们生命当中的好。
And to reflect the goodness that God has shown upon us.
这样子我们的信仰才会活泼。
And then only this way our faith will be living and alive.
这样我们才会对神懂得感恩。
And then only this way we'll count God's blessing.
当你懂得感恩呢？
When we are able to give thanks to God.
当你懂得跟别人分享你的见证。
When we're able to give sharing of our testimony.
你越说，你越懂得感恩，你的恩典就会更多。
And the more you give thanks, the more grace you're going to receive.
你越能够分享见证，你生命当中见证就会越多。
And the more testimony you share with others, the more testimony you will gain.
所以信仰是很直接的。
And so faith is very direct.
不是一个理论。
It is not a theory.
不是一个感觉。
It is not a feeling.
而是一个真实的触摸。
It is a true touch of experience.
所以信仰是你摸得见的。
So faith you can touch.
神是你能够看得到的。
And God you can see.
哦，所以我们必须要我们的自己的信仰必须要活泼。
And so our faith has to be alive.
我们今天我们才能够 在教会里帮忙做圣工啊。
And then you can help in the holy work in church.
你必须自己要有体验。
You have to have this personal experience yourself.
因为有体验。
And because of your experience.
所以对教会很有把握。
And then you're very certain of the church you believe.
因为亲自触摸到神。
And then you personally have touched God.
所以你对得救非常确定。
And then you're sure of your salvation.
这样子你在传福音才有力量啊。
And this way when you preach, you have this strength.
这样子你在做圣工才会欢喜啊。
And this way when you do the holy work, you'll be joyful.
今天一个人为什么做圣工做到会哀哀叫
？And so why a person work for God and complain？
抗议这个抱怨那个
？And they will complain about this and that。
为什么
？Why？
因为他没有看清楚。
Because they have not clearly seen。
你不是在为人做
，But you're not doing it for men。
你是在为神做
，You're doing it for God。
所以人没有看见没有关系。
It's okay if man does not see it。
因为神看见啊。
God saw it。
即使没有人看见你
，Even if no one sees you，
你在平常。啊、来教会打扫。
You come to church and you clean.
大家都走了，你留下来打扫。
Everyone left, only you remain to clean.
没有人看到你。
Not one person sees.
没有人给你拍拍手。
No one applauds you.
没有关系。
It is okay.
因为神看见你啦。
Because God has seen you.
哦，做一个做教会，做一个教会里的工人啊。
So to be a worker of the church.
对服事要有正确的认知。
We have to have this right concept to serve God.
对教会要有把握。
And to have this certainness of the church.
我们在真教会当中。
That we are in the true Jesus church.
这是基督耶稣的身体。
And this is the body of Christ.
这是我所确定的。
This is the one that I am affirm of.
为什么？
Why?
因为在这里我亲眼见到神。
Because here I have personally seen God.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.